With that said, I want to welcome everyone listening to the Truth in Art Radio Network. If, you know, the couple of you that are coming on that, obviously, thanks to and welcome to everyone on DLive. I want to welcome everyone watching on the Foxhole and Pill.net. And I want to welcome the Rumble crowd. God bless you all. Welcome to Truth in Art TV. You know, another night of news. For anybody new, we like to take news stories that you already know about, put them in the right perspective, and stay focused so that we're looking. I need a prop lens so that we're looking through the lens of the intel drop. Yeah, it's not a good lens. But we look at the news through the lens of this thing that we are responsible for. And that is the intel drops. And that allows us to see the horrible things that are happening, not panic. We see it in the right context. And then we get it that we're only getting closer to the birth of the new republic. That's the way it works. All right. Let's see here. Somebody, I'm checking out to see. All right. One person here and there is not, doesn't have good video. All right. Well, all right. So that is what we're trying to do on this channel. To begin with tonight, again, like I said, it's the 259th day. Can you believe it? Are we going to get to the one-year mark? That is the question. We know how this ends in a generic sense, but we don't know when. Nobody knows when. And to begin with tonight, I think the thing... Thank you, Seven Quinn says, Bernie, be easy on your voice. Well, you know, you guys can turn up your volumes and, you know, if you can't hear me. The big thing that comes to mind today, welcome, Uncle Jimmy Chuck is here. And Professor Brooks is back. All right? The thing that comes to mind today is, yeah, like someone is saying, is Red October, somebody is saying, but... We are seeing a shocking demonstration of the systematic destruction of the old guard. I mean, it's shocking now every day that goes by. And we're to the point where all the Patriot channels could shut down tonight. I just thought about this tonight. We could all shut down our channels and the Great Awakening would still happen. Like, I'm almost not needed. I'm only here for... motivational reason. I'm not contributing to the Great Awakening right now. Well, maybe I am. But, I mean, to my degree, the degree to the which Patriot channels are contributing to the Great Awakening is probably not as big as we think. Why? Because they, the enemy, they are providing the red pills. They are providing the Great Awakening. Think about it. What's happening? Jabber Justice says, hello, everyone, and Bernie. Great show on Tuesday with Code Monkey Z Surprise. Yeah, check out the Tuesday, the Monday show, right? The Monday night show, which this person watched it on Tuesday. If you want to hear what Code Monkey's got to say, all right? Which was pretty big, by the way. Check it all out. The Monday night show, two shows ago. All right? Welcome to the Foxhole crowd. What's happening, my friends over there? Jill Marie is here. And so is Cody 1111. God bless you guys out there on the Foxhole. All right, folks. So they're doing the heavy lifting for us. It feels. I mean, we're in an irreversible road. Everything is going in one direction. They are self-destroying. They're going for it all. They're demasking themselves. They're coming out and saying, you know what? Maybe we are the tyrants that everybody was saying. So what? So what? All the conspiracy theorists were right. So what? Alex Jones was right. So what? Maybe Truth in RTV is not a conspiracy. You know, well, so what? Everybody was right about us. Deal with it. Boom. They're ripping off the mask and the deep state and the New World Order is right. They're dancing around. Their tails is wiggling around. Their own tails are smacking them in the face. Everyone can see these are demons. They're not, you know it. You know it and I know it. We don't think of them as human anymore. They lost that human quality. I do not think of these people as human. I'm talking about the big people, the people that, not the sheep that are being deceived. I want to clarify that. I'm talking about the people that are doing this to us, all right? But anyway, folks, let's get started with stories, right? Somebody says, persevere, Bernie. This could go on for years. Well, who knows, right? The answer to that is no, because there is no more election. Well, okay, we'll talk about that some other time. But I will remind people a little bit more later on to don't forget to join me on the members channel, where I have dropped a brand new video where I'm interviewing a doctor that is becoming a star. And this guy is everywhere, and he is dropping the nuclear bomb on everybody. In a board-certified anesthesiologist, Dr. Williams, Dr. Aaron Williams. So check that out later on. Exclusive interview with Dr. Williams, which will be, it's a two-part interview, right? So we have tonight, and then later this week, I'll have part two. Be aware of that. All right, so folks, to begin tonight, the last several nights, we've started with this PSYOP that LifeLog initiated, right? LifeLog. For anybody who doesn't know who LifeLog is the real name of Facebook. This organization that has been collecting, right, all kinds of information on humanity. They're worse than CIA. This is about intelligence and even connected to all kinds of human operations. I'll just say, you guys look it up, LifeLog, information control. Like someone is saying, it's all part of DARPA, right? Defense Advanced Research Project. So that's really who Facebook is. So we've been starting with this story of LifeLog / Facebook, this psychological operation. They are that stupid. They roll out this woman that, you know, they think that this Frances Hogan. And we've been, right, the last several nights, we've been showing everybody. I called it in real time. Like, I love, you guys know, whether it's the virus, I pretty much call all the false flags in real time on this channel. I'm not trying to brag, but you guys know it. The virus, everything, real time. So, you might be wondering today, they got like this super duper lightning quick congressional hearing. Right after this PSYOP operative comes out, right? This Frances Hogan. So you might be wondering, okay, they think we're stupid, but what else could they possibly... That story must be over, right? Because, you know, it's not like you could add anything to that story, right? And if you think that, boom. Actually, you would be completely wrong. Laughably wrong, because as I've been teaching for years, these operations, they don't go on for a couple of days. Of course, this is an ongoing operation, so no one should be surprised that Mark Zuckerberg himself is rolling out today to add to the PSYOP. Did anyone really think that the PSYOP was going to go away? And they roll out Zuckerberg to do, again, people, they think that you are stupid. They think that we are stupid. So Zuckerberg comes out. And again, people, this is a classic example. What's her name? A Francis. I tell you what, now that you got out there 2 days in a row, my name is Marky. Tell you what, now's my turn. And today I'm going to attack you. Wink, wink. Then it'll look real. Click. Folks, this is laughable. Take a look. False narrative. Mark Zuckerberg hits back after far left whistleblower testimony. Ooh. Let me get my crowd, right? Hold on, folks. You know, these are, you know, these tough Wednesday nights. Yeah, there you go. Got to get the crowd. This is laughable. Really? So Mark, the actor Mark, look at this demon. I mean, look at this. All right, we'll leave him alone, right? Folks, he is coming out and take a look. CEO Zuckerberg hit back. He is hitting back. Yeah, right. Tuesday after far-left whistleblower Francis Hogan testified on Capitol Hill, charging that the media has run with false narrative that takes his company work out of context. So this is the ridiculous back and forth. Like I said, people, these two demons, they're calling each other and laughing it off. They're laughing at us. Yeah, right. In a lengthy Facebook post following Francis Hogan's testimony before the Senate Commerce Subcommittee, Zuckerberg strongly defended his company against the many charges alleged by Hogan, such as her assertion that the company pushes divisive discourse in pursuit of profit. I'm going to stop right there out of respect of your intelligence. This amounts to Zuckerberg saying, what? Francis, you're accusing me of not censoring people enough? I am not guilty of that. I have upheld good American values. I'm not guilty of overly censoring people. Not at all. I'm playing the villain of not being communist enough. That's what this is, bro. This is a communist. I mean, we can admire all the modern day communist operations, all the tactics they are showing. Now, thank you, Mark, and you stupid Francis. They are showing us the modern day version of their weak psyop that no one is falling for. No one on the right, at least. And he puts up this defense. It's disgraceful. And I'll spare you guys all of this, but I will bring you to what this Representative Madison Cawthorn, he's coming out, calls out radical Democrat whistleblower Francis Hogan, who wants more censorship and control and less freedom. So I think this Representative Cawthorn, he's coming out. I think this is a better way of describing
Facebook.
What is happening.
Facebook's chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, has issued a defiant response to the whistleblower Francis Hogan's testimony. Here's what Zuckerberg wrote. I know it's frustrating to see the good work we do get mischaracterized, especially for those of you who are making important contributions across safety, integrity, research, and product. Congressman Madison Cawthorn is with us, Republican from North Carolina. He is the chair of the Freedom from Big Tech Caucus, ideally suited to talk to us today about Facebook. Congressman, should Zuckerberg be forced out?
You know what? I believe that Zuckerberg's company should be broken up. I don't think that he should be forced out. But, you know, I have to tell you, and this is purely conjecture, this whistleblower they had come up to Capitol Hill, who went out onto 60 Minutes just on Sunday, and then in 48 hours, she wound up in front of Congress. Let me tell you, that's the fastest I've ever seen Congress move. I believe that she is actually there to try and advocate for more censorship and less freedom of speech, because this is an anti-competition marketplace for the Facebook as long as there's more regulations.
Is that your primary beef with Facebook, the censorship, and that's why you want to just broken up? But would breaking them up make any difference?
I genuinely believe that it would, especially if you got rid of Section 230 and you reformed it to where you could bring civil lawsuits against people who infringe on your First Amendment rights. I really believe that, one, we should either regulate them as if they're a commodity, or two, we should try and break them up and allow them to be broken up. But what you heard this whistleblower said, who's very convenient and very political in the way she speaks, it really seemed as if she was advocating to create a new branch of the government, another three-letter agency that would then be in command of telling us what we can say, when we can say it, and be the arbiter of truth. This is a very dangerous precedent.
Wait a minute.
Boom, right there. He is taking it further than Jack Posobiec. Yeah, that they're trying to create another branch of the government to protect the very operations, this life log, and the CIA's life log, and all of these people that got the fake regime installed. That's all this is. They're salivating for power. So kudos to this guy calling it out. And again, I like what he says. Yeah, we need to break up Facebook. This is 5D chess. They're rolling out all their top cards. They're playing the queen. They're playing the king and the ace. They're dropping all the cards they have right now in real time. Be aware of that. Hybrid warfare, permanent warfare, no turning back. They will not be able to walk down the streets, and nobody walks away from this. Cherish this moment in history. Put this first. People are finding out. That is why police officers, firefighters, doctors, nurses, everybody is saying, you know what? Screw the job. This is everything. This is the moment. This is equivalent to Noah's days. Your job, my job, our everything means nothing. This is an end game scenario. All right. Be aware of that. And let's just check out a couple of these other stories, right? We know, we already went over this, right? Biden launching coordinated campaign to intimidate parents as domestic terrorists. We talked about this yesterday. This is contributing greatly to the great, again, people, they are contributing Biden, translation, Biden launching, stop, Biden launching what? A new level of great awakening. That's basically what Biden is doing. That is what Garland is doing, Merrick Garland. They are launching a brand new level of great awakening. It's not because you think they would hold off thinking, wow, you know, the vaccine is even waking up BLM and these Trump-hating rappers that have 200 million followers. Yeah, maybe we should hold up. Huh, no, let's launch it. Again, people, we are in the actual Great Awakening. This is amazing. I like knowing tonight for the first time. This happened to me this afternoon where I realized, you know what? I could shut Truth and RTV down. All the Patriot channels could shut down. But we don't want to because we want to stay connected to each other. We're where we go one, we go all, right? We are the majority. But I mean, as far as the Great Awakening, this regime is... They are imposing so many self-inflicted wounds. They are now bleeding to death. Nobody's relying on Truth and RTV to suddenly wake up. We're just the real news now. Like in the old days, you would turn on the news and you would agree with the news anchor, like, yeah, I like that guy or that woman. So you would, this is what we are. We're just the news so that we can stay like normal. That really is the only real value of this channel. People that are seeking to kind of like calm their nerves. But they are the ones doing the awakening, people. Look at this. This is shocking. And everybody's coming out. National organizations of parents are expressing outrage as if the vaccine mandates was not enough. Again, people, these are millions of regular parents. These aren't people that come to Truth and RTV and channels like these. Nah. These aren't people that were following the intel drop. These are regular parents that are outraged. And they get it that the Biden DOJ is intending to direct the FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose this communist race theory. It's what it really is. Communism and mass mandates. So that kind of goes with this, where we have Garland threatens parents who criticize race theory. And this is just insult to injury. It turns out his son-in-law sells critical race theory books to schools. Bah! Right there. I guess the crowd is saying, ah, today. Right? It's a little more impactful than the laugh. So, thank you, Mr. Garland. You are also handing out red pills. And, yeah, we'll leave it at that. We have a lot of interesting stories tonight. Folks, yeah, take a look at this. You cannot make this up. The headline reads, new NBC show equates founding father's slogan, don't tread on me and unite to die, to the Nazis. Don't take it from me, folks. This is shocking. Again, the communist Marxists are making power moves. Listen carefully because there's a part in this video that enraged me, but now I'm ready for it. Because, well, I'll let you guys determine. Listen it.
At what point, though, do their convictions and your pursuit of happiness become mutually exclusive? When do benign symbols become malignant.
Their convictions, meaning us, interfere with, right? Let's hear it again. I mean, this is a big, big deal, right? This is worth hearing twice. Listen again, folks.
Country. At what point, though, do their convictions and your pursuit of happiness become mutually exclusive? When do benign symbols become malignant?
Our pursuit of our New World Order happiness, where there is no God and we can sexually molest any children, all kids are sexual slaves, and we worship Satan, and there's 150 genders, and, you know, we kill all the white people, I guess, right? Or how does that work? No, they're not really against white people, as long as you agree with their communism. Yeah, that's right. So our pursuit of our communist and Marxist happiness versus your convictions, even though your conviction is your pursuit of God and freedom, right? God and country. But our pursuit of joy and happiness, which includes our desire to be a Marxist, communist, tyrannical regime, but that's our desire. You are interfering with that. And people that interfere with our happiness, pursuing communism and Marxism and tyranny and totalitarianism, let's see what these people that are interfering with tyranny, who are these people, right? Let's see what this demon is saying. Again, people, I mean, look at this demon's eyes. I mean, this is what's circulating in Hollywood. Look at this demon. At what point is the quest for freedom and the destruction of communism and Marxism and totalitarianism becomes malignant?
Become malignant.
Ah, look at the shock look. Right there, American flag and all. There it is, people, with the scary music.
What was relevant is relevant now.
Right.
The difference is that now people can push symbols out to millions with the click of a button.
And the difference is that throughout history, you would be 6 feet under, sir. Read history. See what happens to communists and Marxists and Nazis. And read, again, people, it's so important to understand that Nazism and communism, same thing. Ask Benito Mussolini. He'll tell you right to your face.
Promoting myths as fact. And in this post-truth world, where does that leave us? Where do we draw the line between respecting the beliefs of others and
communism?
Bullshit.
There it is, people. Right there. Shocking Hollywood propaganda. Be aware. And this is an NBC show called The Lost Symbol. Hardcore communism. Everybody that's responsible behind the scenes on the show should go to Gitmo. We got to get all these guys. Nobody walks away from this. And the creators, this is called The Da Vinci Code. Sorry, by the creators of the Da Vinci Code. This is called, the Lost Symbol. The season opens equating our founding fathers and their slogans to the Nazis. Right to our faces. What a way to start off the fall, right? Anybody thinks that we're not in a war, and do you still think that anybody's going to walk away from this? Wake up, people. This is biblical ending. We are headed towards a biblical ending. Goodbye. And there it is, people. We do not need Truth and Art TV. Ask this guy. Bill Maher says he has more conservative fans than ever before. Explains it's because liberals now have a crazy section. We're not going to go any further than that, right? But be aware of that. All right, folks. And you guys know, here we go again. They're laughing at us. We are in the new... I am loving what is happening. They have no respect. Folks, this is shocking. Another reporter is demanding that she explain the money laundering criminal operation with Hunter Biden and these fake no big deal paintings. And again, people, listen, again, hate to do this to you guys.
The ambassador designate to India was seen reportedly at an event in Los Angeles last week.
All right, folks, you know I despise this woman, you know, politically speaking. She does the same thing every time. She gives me a lot of psychology material every night. You guys know it. She knows that she has to deliver her lie. Look at the look. At the, and by the way, they picked the perfect person for this job. She has this poker face every time. This stupid poker face. She knows that she's going to deliver a one-liner to this guy. So watch while as she looks at her notes and flips to the right page to get to that quick talking point.
Art gallery event that featured the artwork right of President Hunter.
What are you doing? Come on, Jen. Look at her. She's busy. She knows. All right, let me get to that one answer. I've got to give, you know, whatever Hussein told me to say. Again, folks, I'm asking people to take it to the next level. The truth is right in front of you.
Who have pointed to this arrangement have expressed concern that the president...
Boom. Now she found the page that her one-line answer is at. Notice the look on her face. She found it. And again, people, I'm not saying that, right? We had Trump's spokeswoman, McEnany, right? She had her notes. I'm not saying you shouldn't have notes, but I'm just asking you, come on, folks, take a look. The truth is right in front of you.
The son selling art could potentially put the president in a situation...
Boom. She's got the answer. She already read what she needed to read. So she already knows. All right, stupid. I'm ready for you now. See it? She's got the answer already. The answer is going to be, see you later. Go. I mean, this is going to be exactly what she did the other day.
Were those who seek jobs either in this administration or favors from this administration and could put this White House in an awkward position? Should, first of all, what is the White House's response to the fact that an ambassador nominee was at this event? And secondly,
which is a big, big deal.
We expect to see more people who seek jobs in this administration attending events like this in the future.
All right, folks, you guys know it. What we have been doing for weeks, right? We've been breaking down the Jen Psaki sorcery into these press conferences. She went through the book. She's got her answer. He's asking about something that is shocking. It is a big, big deal. The world is watching. This is a problem with these international ambassadors. This is a big, big deal. But watch how she strips the seriousness right out of it. And what does she say?
Well, to be clear, we've spoken to the arrangement that is run by the gallerist and Hunter Biden's representatives that the White House provided suggestions for. I'd refer you to the gallerist for questions about the event and as well as the representatives of Mr. Garcetti in terms of his attendance.
Right there. She thinks she's out of the woods. Just talk to the gallerist. Next question. This is shocking.
Just to follow up. This is exactly what ethicists said they were worried about.
What is specifically?
The fact that the president's
son... That he reportedly attended an event?
Well, the president's son would be selling artwork and then meeting potentially with people who would seek to buy it. If you have attendees at that event who might be seeking either jobs in this administration or favors from this administration, isn't it an awkward situation to put the president in?
Again, the gallerist has spoken to, we've spoken to the specifics, what the gallerist has agreed to, and what recommendations were made. I've done that several times. I don't have additional details for it from here. I point you to them. Go ahead.
Okay, she thinks she's off the hook, but look what happens.
Does the White House not have any concerns about the photos that have emerged showing Hunter Biden at that gallery alongside prospective buyers?
I point you to the gallerist.
There it is, people.
Ellerist on specifics of the restrictions that were put in place.
There it is, people.
Right, but what about the position of this White House? This is a president who ran on being transparent, and you've got...
And we were very transparent about what recommendations were made to the gallerist, and I would again point to them or the many times I've spoken about that.
Right there. We were transparent about what recommendations we made to the gallerist. That's exactly what General Milley, same thing, people. I am fully transparently telling you what my recommendations would have been to Biden, but I'm not really telling you what I said to Biden. But, you know, they find a way to always create another person. This is about Biden, Hunter Biden, and these ambassadors. This has nothing to do with the galleries. That's like, President Trump, why did you go to this country? You'd have to talk to the pilot of the plane. I don't know any. The same thing, people. All right. You guys get it. There it is. I just want to put that out. No one should be surprised. Let's run through a couple of quick headlines, right? And so we can get into a couple other videos. U.S. military weapons being sold in Afghan gun stores right there while they're trying to take away our guns. The story speaks for itself. They are laughing at us. Goodbye. And then we have 36 days later, 38 California children. And it's probably way more than 38. But children are still abandoned by Joe Biden in Afghanistan. Let that sink in. Let's pray for these children. And again, people, we know that it's a lot more. I guarantee it. And the LA Times is admitting this. 38 students are still there. Think about it. Think how, right now, I mean, their lives are over with. Think about that tonight. Also, take a look, people. Now we're, you know, great reset. If you're in California, get out of there. We have California now. Look what they're doing, people. They're approving vaccine mandates for indoor restaurants, bars, and more. How shocking is that? Gyms, malls, and other businesses. California equals Australia. We're getting real close. They are looking like Australia. And I'm being told by people that I talk to that are traveling, well, people that I know that are talking to people that I, you know, you guys know, the grapevine. That people that are traveling the country, they're saying nobody in this country is wearing masks or anything until you get to California and Nevada. At least, and that's funny because I'm here in Nevada. I don't ever wear. But Nevada, California, I'm sure probably New York is part of that too. But it's just a couple states where people are under this communist oppression. And even in Nevada, it's only part of a couple counties. And even in here in Nevada, like, I mean, it's not like it is in California. I see people all the time like me that never wear a mask. Nobody, for the most part, says anything. Nobody cares. So, but be aware of this. This is unbelievable tonight. So I want to cover a couple of other stories regarding the vaccine and the virus. All right, Cindy Rose Warrior says California is the worst. You know, let's pray. I mean, we got patriots in California, but this is the breaking news. I mean, there it is. And we know that, right, Newsom is, they're going to try and kill all the children with this dangerous, I mean, children should not be taking this vaccine. So I guess, is this the meaning of watch California? Something big is going to, I mean, they stole the recall election. I guess I was wrong. I figured California would be blown up by now. I guess the Patriots in California, they don't. All right. I really thought that California would be turned on its head after the election steal. But I guess people are either instead of maybe they're just leaving instead of fighting back. I could understand. All right. Think about that, and I'm just going to put out some vaccine-related stories that should shock you. Take a look at this guy. He's the opposite of all the courageous people that are out there. This basketball player, Andrew Wiggins, I guess, slammed NBA's vax policy, but he's going along with it. You don't own your body. Yes, you do. And it's sad. a lot of kids are looking up to this guy, I would imagine. And he is folding like a chair. This Andrew Wiggins is finally getting his coronavirus vaccination, but he is still unhappy with the league's policies and feels that players no longer own their bodies. So he is giving in so that he can play basketball. That's called lack of courage. And he's coming out saying, I have kids and all that. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I'm 26. I have two kids. I'm trying to generate as much money as I can for my kids and my future. Yeah, and being a millionaire basketball player is not enough money. So he is giving in so that he can play basketball, and everybody is seeing his lack of courage, trying to create generational wealth. Hopefully it works out in the long run, and in 10 years, I'm still healthy. So he's admitting that he's probably that he's playing Russian roulette with his life, but at least he's got many more millions of dollars. Don't forget, I mean, all right, just think about that tonight, which is why it's so important what Patriots are doing, people that are giving up their jobs, because they realize, see, he thinks, oh, I'm going to do this, and then I'll be playing ball, hopefully in 10 years. He's in this fantasy land. And he's young, right? He has no idea this is the final battle for humanity. And you just folded and worshiped and took a knee at the temple of the New World Order. He will never get it. And this is something I talked about with Dr. Williams today. And folks, this is shocking. What is happening at the hospital level? This is crimes against humanity. University of Colorado hospital system denies woman's life-saving kidney transplant. Will no longer provide organ transplants to unvaccinated patients. This is crimes against humanity. All we can do, I don't know, folks. I get the feeling we're going to have to start brand new medical systems. And this will be interesting to see while they're deliberately murdering people for financial gain, just like this basketball player, willing to risk his life for financial gain. Let's start a new conversation. I want to hear the new America First Party. I want to hear the original thoughts. How, and again, I talk about this with Dr. Williams today, and it'll probably be in Friday, Saturday's show. But yeah, what can we do to start brand new medical systems? To break away from the allopathic medical system. Everyone should start thinking this way. We have no choice. Somebody says, Bernie, I hope you still have your MD credentials. Start a clinic. A medical clinic. Yeah. Somebody else says, the hospitals are not helping dying vaccinated. All right. Couldn't get that one. All right. Let's see. Ohio Reds 45 says we need to build a base and then save hospitals. So I hope to see that soon. A brand new medical system, because these people need to have their transplant. And this is full on biblical times, crimes against humanity. This is such a tragedy. This is shocking. All right. And I'm just going to throw this headline out just so you can see it. COVID tyranny, health department gets court order to force healthy, unvaccinated Wisconsin high school student into quarantine. So it's happening in Wisconsin. This healthy, they want to quarantine this person under guard despite previous infection. They want to provide security guards. And again, folks, this is just as bad as this. People are being allowed to die for not taking the vaccine. God will judge every one of these people. Remember, people, there are more of us than there are of them. But what I'll do now is just Project Veritas has come out again. Let's listen to a segment of this new bombshell report from Project Veritas, where Pfizer whistleblower reveals internal emails discussing COVID vax. Quote, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cells floating out there. There it is. Confirmation of the use of fetal cells is now being put out. Hold on, folks. Let me go to the right part of this video. This is shocking. All right, let's do it.
I work at a pharmaceutical company. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just believe in research and science.
Well, in this database, you came across a chain of emails discussing fetal tissue and the COVID vaccine. Vanessa Gelman, who works in Washington, D.C., is Senior Director of Worldwide Research. The question came up as an inquiry to our MedInfo group. They're asking, quote, did Pfizer make use of a cell line from an aborted fetus?
They want you to leave out the highlighted part, which is the one or more cell lines with an origin that can be traced back to human fetal tissue has been used in laboratory tests associated with the vaccine program.
And here,
boom, that is huge. Think
about
it. You
have your badge. You are an employee of Pfizer?
I work at the McPherson, Kansas plant. It's one of the biggest plants in the operation of Pfizer. We produce some of the most units.
This message from Vanessa Gilman.
From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cell lines floating out there. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit that we could see.
There it is, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there. Translation, welcome to the Great Awakening.
Particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there. We have not received any questions from policymakers or media on this issue in the last few weeks, so we want to avoid raising this if possible.
Wow. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit we could see. They ought to put that on American currency. Philip Dormitzer, Vice President, Chief Scientific Officer. These are not low-level people here. So you're showing us emails between the Vice President of Pfizer, the Senior Director of Worldwide Research, about how to couch it a certain way, because we would not want to tell the people that it can be traced back to human fetal tissue. Copying Vanessa Gelman, we have an approved answer to this question, the question being about fetal tissue, which Vanessa can probably provide. HEK2932, what does that mean, HEK cells?
Human embryo kidney cells, and it was from experiment 293.
They've used cells from aborted fetuses.
Yes,
and
HEK
they don't
cells.
Want the public to know that.
Yes.
That's staggering for society because of what...
That is staggering.
You said religious exemptions.
And they're denying our religious exemptions at Pfizer.
This is serious stuff you're dealing with. These are powerful people and a very powerful company.
They're withholding knowledge on people's approval if they can consent or not.
From Sarah Elizabeth Weiser, the principal scientist.
She's just making sure, just be clear, you would like medical information to reply with the text in red below, including the highlighted section.
Okay.
Thanks again. And then they responded
with, no, I would prefer that we do not use the text in yellow.
They're being so deceptive in their emails, it's almost like it is in the final vaccine. It just made me not trust it.
There was an issue with the FDA. And
I heard something about they're doing some sort of tests in there with lights, but I'm not sure. And I said, in unoccupied rooms and in a group lead office? And he goes, well, the FDA is coming. I could not believe that they were blacking out windows down in our manufacturing rooms. We are told that you should be seen at all times, that we need to make sure that we have high integrity. And the rooms that are like this one where you can see my reflection, it's a group lead office where they just do the paperwork for the batches. Mm. So why does that need blacked out?
And why did you decide to come to Project Veritas?
Because I felt it was the right thing to do. I feel like I have no one else to turn to when my own company won't be honest with me. What I was told to do was to trust Project Veritas and to go with you guys, by lawmakers, by lawyers.
Really?
I was really genuinely traumatized and sickened from the things I saw, and I needed to leave there. So I just took a leave of absence so that I could gather my thoughts and really kind of heal from this information.
The
unbelievable. I just want you to get a chunk of that. Shocking. And I remember thinking, right, weeks ago, we saw the demons on the left all freaking out over this Texas abortion law. There it is. I kept, why are they reacting the way they are reacting to this no big deal law. One little state, which is saving babies. It's an ugly world when all the conspiracy theories are all coming out true. This is shocking stuff. Tonight. Let me know your thoughts. Somebody says denying religious exemptions. KK91 is saying. And Kelly Trump Updalt says humanity is not all lost. DP Patriot says, I hope all the McDonald's close. Shocking stuff. Craig WM says, new psyop on Aussie News, unvaccinated cause variants. So all must be vaccinated to protect those who have taken the jab. Thank you for the news. Craig WM is saying, so this is the new psyop on Australian news, that unvaccinated are the ones causing the variant. Yeah, right. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Nazi regime is back at a global level. But we know how the movie ends. Boy, am I thankful for the intel drops. Wow. What did I say? Last night, the intel drops is a gift from God, due to God's grace. Shocking stuff. Let's wrap up tonight. Everyone should know that Dr. Shiva was, I mean, just be aware of this crazy situation. Dr. Shiva was set to testify before what? So everybody know, there is a House Oversight Committee hearing tomorrow on the Arizona forensic audit, where they're going to say that it was all political, that it found nothing, that it failed to find any fraud. It's going to be a big political show. You think that the LifeLog fake Facebook psyop from the last couple days is big? Wait till you see what's going to happen tomorrow. They're going to say that the audit, well, they're going to say it was partisan. It's the big, big deal. And they're going to roll out this guy, this Steve Chukri, right, who's been caught on all these audios, right, by the Gateway Pundit. He's been caught. But they're going to roll him out. And this Jack Sellers and Bill Gates from the supervisors, right, county supervisors, they're going to be speaking at the hearing. So this is going to be like a typical impeachment hearing, one-sided. They're going to attack. And they were going to invite Dr. Shiva, but like it says at the very top, then suddenly removed from roster later this afternoon. Can you imagine the degree to which Dr. Shiva would have destroyed these people? They removed Dr. Shiva from this lineup. And it says here the Senate has hundreds of witnesses and evidence of criminal wrongdoing. All right, they know that. But again, remember, people, that while they're doing this hearing tomorrow, don't forget, 5D chess. This is a battle for humanity. It's an endgame scenario. Right there, Dr. Shiva removed. And Ken Bennett appears to be listed in his stead. So Ken Bennett is like not even a fraction of what Dr. Shiva. So we'll see what Ken Bennett does. But you get the feeling they would rather deal with Ken Bennett than Dr. Shiva, who's going to destroy them all. Think about it. And all right, while you're thinking of that, be aware. New Declaration of Independence. Now Wendy Rogers is coming out. Senator Rogers saying that 92 legislators from 31 states have signed letter for audits in all 50 states and decertification. Be aware of this. So things are getting bigger. Maybe we'll leave that alone. And we know Lindell's coming out, right? Explains coming landmark Supreme Court case in class action Dominion lawsuit. We've got to fix 2020 first. I want people to listen in to Lindell, to a segment of this interview with Mike Lindell. I think there's a lot to grab from this. Listen in, folks.
Disgusting.
That's right. The media is running with this was a recount and Biden won, but no, this was a full forensic audit. So this massive evidence of fraud, it's been turned over to Arizona Attorney General Brnovich. He needs to do the right thing.
I know
that you've been onboarding attorneys general across the nation. Can you tell us what you have going on?
Yeah, what we have going on, everybody, is what I've been telling everyone since February, since I came out with the movie Absolute Proof. If you haven't seen it, I encourage everybody to watch it at frankspeech.com. But at frankspeech.com now, we've just put up a new petition. It's called fix2021st.com. That petition, you can sign up for the Supreme Court to accept this case. This is the case. This has nothing to do with my Dominion lawsuits. This is the case I've been telling everyone about since February. This is the attorney generals and the states going to the Supreme Court, which is going to happen before Thanksgiving. We keep getting more and more attorney generals on board here and to get this election looked at and pulled down. It's the whole thing is, will they look at it? That's the big key. Supreme Court, you need to protect our country and look at this. We cannot make it to 2022. Our country's getting destroyed by this fraudulent criminal election that came down with a check by China, the CCP, with people here in the United States, of course, too, And this is all the evidence we've had for months. I've said it before. We've had enough evidence since last year, November, December, where you could take one little piece and give it to everybody in the United States, 300 some million people, and they'd all go to prison for life. That's how much evidence. There's piles of it. But if nobody hears about it or looks at it, this has never been looked at. Every single time something comes up, a judge either doesn't look at it, or when they do audits, it's just the paper. This was a full forensic audit, and they're not showing all the other stuff of it, all the other start, you know, all that paper. Well, sure, the numbers match, but, you know, so 300,000 of them are counterfeit paper. You know, Donald Trump won Arizona by 250,000 votes, and everybody knows that. Even the Democrats know that. It's disgusting. Everyone, the polls are out now, over 40% of Democrats believe this election was stolen. Their eyes are getting more open every day because of the terrible things that this administration is doing to our country and, for that matter, the world. I mean, they're just destroying things.
That's right. Can you give us that website one more time?
All right,
yeah,
folks.
fix2021st.com.
So that is that. I want to fast forward later to something else Lindell is saying that I thought was interesting. I think it's at the 12-minute mark. Let's listen in.
My last question, what does President Trump think of the Arizona audit results and just the massive resistance to the election integrity movement?
Well, obviously, he was looking forward to Arizona coming out. He knew the media was going to try and suppress it like they did. They went Fox on us.
Right.
One of the things he's been very, very outspoken on is we got to fix 2020 first. Everyone keeps saying, are you running in 2024? He's not going to give you that answer, because if he did say that, just think about this. That'd be like giving up on 2020. If we don't fix 2020 first, you guys, 2022 doesn't even make any difference. The money that's spent on campaigns and stuff will mean zero. And I'm telling you that it will mean absolutely zero. This wasn't just a one-time steal. They took our country. They took senators. They took down tickets. We would have the House, if you're a Republican, you'd have the House, the Senate, and the president right now. The senators, both senators in Georgia, were won by Republicans. John James in Michigan.
All right,
Jason
folks.
Lewis in Minnesota. The list goes on and on.
Exactly. The list goes on. I just wanted people to hear what he's saying. Exactly. Trump is not... Him and Trump are on the same page. Don't forget, I'm going to bring this up again, that Lindell met with Trump secretly a couple of times. Right? In December and January. That's really the biggest moment. And that jumped out at me when it happened. Like, what's Lindell doing meeting with Trump secret? What's going on? What are they talking about? a lot went on in December and in January, early January, that a lot of us were blinded. We couldn't see what was being said behind this glass door. Something went down behind the scenes. And again, don't forget, this is Lindell, met with Trump secretly twice, and all of a sudden he's got this treasure chest, right? This treasure chest where he's got all this data that was given to him by who? Everything Lindell was given is perfectly in line with the intel drops. And now he's coming out and saying, you know what? This is the reason, and this is what we were saying all along, why Trump will never answer that question about 2024. It's no way. And like I've been saying, you want to know what's going to go on? Keep watching Trump's behavior. He should be our guide as far as what is coming. Trump is seeming very relaxed. We'll leave it at that. And I'll leave you with this tonight. This is a very interesting piece of news. And see what you think. CIA sounds alarm. Let me get to make this bigger. CIA what? Sounds alarm over capture, killing of dozens of informants. Ladies and gentlemen, the CIA has called on its frontline spies to step up their operational security around the world after dozens, plural, of informants have been arrested, killed, or otherwise compromised in recent years. And it says here, a cable sent last week from top U.S. counterintelligence officials to every agency station and base included the exact number of human sources arrested or executed by rival services. Anyway, in a nutshell, somebody is killing, capturing, or disappearing a bunch of these CIA operatives and informants, including, according to this document, all these other trades, right? Tradecraft, underestimating the counterintelligence prowess. They're saying all the reasons why it's happening. Right? The prowess of foreign agencies and focusing on recruitment without paying proper attention to potential risks. Yeah, right, whatever. Or maybe all of this is happening because of the storm. So there are a lot of potential explanations for this. I just want to leave that for your consideration. One explanation is could be that under Biden, this is what the right-wing media thinks. Remember, they don't know about the intel drops. They think that these people are being taken out because Biden is turning them in. Now, it could be that they're taking out white hats within the CIA, but I don't think so. I mean, you decide. This could be I'm just throwing it out because this could be the white hats taking out these traitors that are either cooperating with clowns in America or these traitors in the clowns in America. We don't even need the CIA. Remember, John F. Kennedy wanted to destroy them and tear them up into 1,000 pieces. Or 1,000,000 pieces, whatever it was. So, is this a white hat operation? Why are all of a sudden all these clowns in America operatives ending up dead? You decide. Think about it tonight, and that wraps it up for me, all right? Don't forget to join me. Let's check it out. Come on over to the members, check out the members channel. And we've talked about the Forgotten Country event, right? And you will notice here on the website, we've got, I have posted late this afternoon, the latest episode on the members channel. A super dangerous information war is now upon us. You think This is a big moment in history. Well, check out this episode today. Like it says here, part one of two. Real time, real doctor dropping bombs. All right. That is it, my friends, for tonight. Don't forget to check out the members channel. Become a member if you haven't done so already. And don't forget all the different ways you can support this channel. I'm overdue to maybe come out with a brand new t-shirt, right? I need to make time for that. And, you know, don't forget all the ways that you can step in and all the amazing t-shirts that are available on this channel, right? Digital Soldier, Darkness to Light, and so on. Put on the full armor of God. Check out the shirt that is right for you. Get ready, my friends. Red October is here. The enemy is making big moves. They're wise guys. They're insulting our intelligence. They're doing everything that is consistent with a cabal that knows that the end is near. Think about it. Somebody says, good night, fellow Bernster. All right. Hank, 1964, says, thank you, Bernie. I missed most of the live stream. I'll have to check the rest out once you post it. All right. And thanks, Juan Carlos, 2020, says, wow, it's hump day already. So happy Red October. I'll see you guys. I'll be off tomorrow. And I'll be back on Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Share this information with somebody that you know. And folks, I'll be back, like I said, Friday. Hang on, folks. Come on. Love you all.
Darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12.